Isn't the Lord good? Turn in the Bible to this morning to the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. May the Lord bless the reading of His Word. Sure is good to see you, every one of you. May the Lord bless you richly with His grace, and He will. John chapter number 8. Just going to read a little bit of this and maybe looking at some more of the verses in this chapter also. But again, reading verse number 30. As He spake these words, many believed on Him. Then said Jesus to those, these Jews which believed on Him, if you continue in My word, then ye are ye My disciples. Then are ye My disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Hallelujah. Then answered them, we Abraham's seed, and were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou ye shall be made free? Jesus answered him, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sins is the servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in his house forever, but the Son abideth ever. If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. I know that you shall be free indeed. I know that you're Abraham's seed. But you seek to kill me because My word hath no place in you. Now I want to stop there and let's pray. Look what He said in verse 37. Because My word hath no place in you. And that's what I want to use for a little topic as we look at this verses this morning. Does the word of God have a place in you? You think about that. Something to think about. You know, I'm going to say this before we pray. If you'll give the Word of God a place, I like this. He'll bring everything with Him that you need. If He can find a place. You know, that's the trouble in this generation, this hour. Don't have time for God and don't have no place for Him. You know, I was looking then, I got to thinking about Brother Donnie, why a lot of people don't like this, the Word of God, why they don't like the Word, and Jesus is the Word, the living Word. Yeah. Why they don't like the Word is because the Word, if you're living in sins, against you. Yeah. Well, thank God, if you'll give Him a place, you'll be a wonderful, wonderful better off. Amen? Let's pray. Father, I want to thank You for another day that You've given us. Thank You for life, and thank You, Lord, that one day You did set us free. Thank You for Your word, found an interest in our hearts. Now, Father, I pray that we may give it a place, even a bigger place, in first place. In all that we do, we bring glory and praise and honor unto Your blessed name. And I pray this morning that is one here that the word of Your word does have a place in their heart. I pray that this may be the day and the time, that place, for the word of God may take this morning. In Jesus' name, hide us behind the cross of Calvary. Yes. That Jesus may have first place in everything that we do. Yes. Amen. Amen and amen. Praise God. He said to have no place. In this passage of scripture, there's so much in here. I'll tell you, I got to looking at all the ifs in here. In this chapter. Lots of them. Bunch of them. And it's talking about if this, if that, if the Word of God, if you continue in the Word of God. What did He say in verse number 51? Look at this if here. He said, if you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed. They not only an entrance of the Word of God, not only does the Word of God come in our hearts, but we must continue in it. He said, if you continue in My Word, that's the if of discipleship. If we will continue in the Word of God, He said, you can really be My disciple. You know what makes us disciples? And we're disciples because, we are. Because we continue in His Word and He tells us how to be a disciple. and how to walk in the disciple and how to be a disciple. Therefore, he said, if you continue in my word, then you shall be my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm glad for the truth. There's nothing like the truth. False won't do it. False won't do it. It's the truth of the Word of God that sets men free. I'm glad to be set free. Thank God there's a lot of things that we can be set free from and set free. First of all, I won't say God set us free. Amen. He set us free from, listen, the penalty of sin. Oh, thank God he did. If you look over here, back up a little bit, as we go into this, verse number 21. He said, I go the way and ye shall seek me and shall die in your sin because I go you. You cannot come. Look what he said in verse number 23 and 24. Ye are from henceforth, I'm from above, ye of this world, I'm not of this world, is what Jesus is saying. I said therefore unto you that ye shall die in your sins, for if ye believe not that I'm he, ye shall die in your sins. That's another ill. If you don't believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll die in your sins, but if you believe on him, he'll set you free from them, thank God. And so I want to say thank God for all this. I got to look at all this and I say, glory to God. What a wonderful passage of scriptures. What a wonderful word that God has for us. If we believe, you don't have to die in your sins. You don't want to die in your sins. Thank God if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he'll set you free from them and set you free from the penalty and the punishment of them. Yes, he will. Thank God. Listen, he died on the cross of Calvary. He became sin for you. And you listen, that we might be made the righteousness of God. And therefore we believe upon him. If we don't believe upon him, he said, you shall die in your sin. But if you believe on him, thank God, you can be set free. The Son will set you free. What he said, another verse on a little further down. Oh, yeah. He said, you know, the truth and the truth shall make you free. Look what he said down in verse number 30, in verse number 36. If the Son therefore shall set you free, ye shall be free indeed. Here's another if. See that if there? If, glory to God, he said, if you, the Son, set you free, he can do it. And if he does it, that's a if of freedom, thank God. Yeah, being set free. You're not a slave to sin no more. Not a slave to it anymore. We've been set free. Thank God for it. Been set free from the penalty and the punishment of it. Been set free. Yes, we have. From the power of it. And one of these days, thank God, we're going to be set free even from the presence of it. We go into a place where there never be no more sickness or sorrow and never be no more sin. It's a problem. It's a real problem. But one of these days, we've been set free completely from his presence. Can't get to us. That already excites you. Because as long as you take this little body around, Paul said, oh, wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from it? We're still hauling it around, but one of these days, listen, we're going to be set free, and he's set us free now from the penalty and power of it. I'm glad, glory to God, that I'm not a slave to it anymore, but thank God one of these days I'm going to be set free. Totally, completely, even with his presence. Yes. If the Son shall set you free, that's the if of freedom. Got freedom. What's a slave do? What's somebody in bondage do? Do exactly what they told to do. You know how people are doing like they're doing today? They're slaves to it. But thank God this, you can be set free. Hallelujah. That's what we're trying to tell them prisoners down there. You can get out of here and stay out of here. God can set you free from sin and set you free from it. Thank God that you can live for him. That's where the power, that's what the Bible said in Romans 1:16. The gospel is the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth. And that's if we believe, He'll set you free. But if you don't believe, you had to die in your sins. Because there's no other way to get rid of them. I can't talk them away. I couldn't. Can't run from them. Can't just try to do away with them yourself. You got to put them on, let him take care of them. You know what Jesus does with them? When he sets you free, casts them behind his back, never remember them no more. He puts them in the sea of forgiveness. That's what my Lord does with them. Thank God they gone. You ever run into somebody once in a while to try to drag up some of your past? Tell them, say, God done forgot it. He don't know nothing about it. He said he put it behind, never remember it no more. You know, I wish God let us do that. We need to put it behind us, don't we? Just as sure. If you, I want to tell you something. Don't let no one condemn me. Christ said he's no one can condemn us. It's Christ that died for us. He didn't want to die for you. Christ died for you. No one condemn you. If you confess your sins and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, he's washed you from them. Hallelujah. They gone. Never to remember them no more. And he puts them in the seal of forgiveness. Hallelujah. Yes, he does. And so a slave is being set free. That's what he's saying. You know, you used to have slavery in this country. You know what? But to set them free. You know what Jesus did for us? Set us free. Hallelujah. So he said, you shall be free indeed. He said in verse number 37, because my word have no place in you. Let's look at some more of these hills, and we'll look at that verse a little more. Look what it said in verse 39. Then they answered and said, and said unto him, Abraham's our father. Jesus said unto them, if there it is, ye were Abraham's children, you would do the works of Abraham. There's the if for the ability of sonship. If you were Abraham. You do the works of Abraham. I want you to notice what they said to him. But now you seek to kill me. A man have told you the truth, which I have heard of God and this did not Abraham. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then they said unto him, we not be born of fornication. We have one father, even God. And Jesus said unto them, can you imagine them accusing him of that? He didn't know what he's talking about. Jesus said unto them, if God were your father, there it is. If God were your father, see, that could be a son. If God were your father. Now, verse 39, I'll go back to it just a moment. Verse 39 said, if you were Abraham's children, you do the works of Abraham. That's telling me that if we got young'uns, it's going to show up. As if of service. Working. Amen. If you got young'uns, you Abraham's children. But go on down verse 42 and he said, if God be your fathers, this is the sonship one, ye would have loved me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot, what? Hear my word. But he said, of Abraham, you're not your father. Look what it said in verse 44. You're your father, the devil. And the lust of your father you would do. He was a murderer from the beginning. You abode me in the truth because there's no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own. For he's a liar and the father of it. Hey, Jesus didn't beat around the bush, did he? He just told him, said, you liars. He said, your father's a liar. And said, he's a father of lies. He said he can't speak no truth. Ain't none in him. Huh? That's what he said. But aren't you glad we got a different Father? Hallelujah. Amen. And Jesus said in verse 45, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. Verse 46 says, which of you convince me of sin? I say the truth. Why do you not believe me? He that's of God, hear God's word. You therefore hear them not, because ye are not of what? Of God. But he said, if you're of God, said you're going to hear God's word. And therefore he's saying to us this morning, he's saying to us through his word, if you believe God and you of God, you hear the word of God, you have a place for the word of God in your heart, and you're continuing the word of God, just as shares everything. The Bible said that newborn babes discern the sincere miracle of the word, that you may grow thereby. You grow by the word of God. You can't grow on anything else. You can read all the newspapers you want to. You can read all of the literature. But we've got to have the word of God in our hearts. We burn to the word of God. Listen, the Bible said in the book of Peter, being burned again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. We're born to the word of God. That's how it gets a place in us. You know why that book is precious to me? You know why all them Bibles, I like them. I got born of it. And it's alive. When I read it, it just jump up. I was looking this morning, got on my sitting by an office, and he's got on my heart about old Jeremiah. You think he had a place for the word of God? Did he? Yes, sir. You know what he said? He was preaching the word of God and warning the people. They didn't like it. They wouldn't pay no attention to it. He said, I'm going to quit. I didn't no need be saying no more to him. No need me to say anything else. And the Bible said the word of God was shut up. It was shut up in his heart, and it was in his bones like a fire. Yeah. You try to shut up, it'll get the burning in you if it's in there. Hallelujah. He's got a place in you. Had one in Jeremiah. Had one in Ezekiel. He just kept on preaching. He said, "Were they listening to forbear? Where they won't pay no attention?" He said, "I'm going to keep preaching in them. The word of God." So how does it get a place in you? It comes to the new birth. It don't come through church membership. It don't come through making a decision. It don't come through a baptism. It comes to the natural, the spiritual birth, and it takes the power of God. The Bible said he came to his own received him not, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become a sons of God. It takes the power of the Spirit to bring the word of God, and we get born of it. When you get born of the Spirit and the word, you got there, the Spirit to enlighten the word to you. It's wonderful. I had a Bible laying around. We had a Bible around the house and never picked it up. Hardly ever. I mean, one time my daddy opened up over in the book of Proverbs. I don't know why. I reckon the Lord was leading him to do it. I know he was. Old book of Proverbs. Over where that whole chapter, I think every verse starts off almost of my son. He talks about hearing God's word. Talks about his word. What did the psalmist say? He said, thy word have I hid in my heart. Got a place in there. How come? He said, that I might not what? Sin against thee. It's one thing for sure. This word will keep you from sin or sin and sin. If you got sin in your life, it'll keep you from this word. But if you put this word in your heart, it'll keep us from sin. He said, I hid it in my heart. I might not sin. I hate to say it, but a lot of Bibles are neglected. you got a Bible in the house, you got dust on it, something wrong somewhere, honey. You say, I got to go buy once in a while dust it. No, keep it rubbed off using it. The Word of God. It's good.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful. Well, Jeremiah said, he couldn't quit. Hallelujah. Yeah. You know what's kept nudging in my heart? 40-some years now. Going on 45. Keeps burning. And burning. The Word of God, has it got a place in your heart? Make room for Him. Give it to Him. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm telling you, it's the most important thing. It's the Word of God to have a place in your heart. Secondly, it's important that the Word of God have a place in your home. It is. If we weren't headed to church at night, and we did go a lot, revivals back in. But we got the Word when we got there. I tried to get down, we'd get that book out, the Bible out, and read it. When my kids were little, you can ask them. I'd get down on the floor and let them get on my back and crawl around with them, play with them. I could do it then. It'd be hard to do it now. But you know what? They weren't old. I'd take this book. Try to get the Word in them. You know, I'm reminded what God told them over in the Old Testament. But Donnie told them, he said, take that Word, put it on the post, put it on the lintels, write it around the house everywhere. God told them that in the Old Testament. Holy Ghost just reminded me of another verse. I can't tell you exactly where it is, but it's in the Old Testament. And you know what it says? It may not be word for word, but what it's saying is, he said that the Word of God and the law of God is not in vain. It's not to be in vain, but it's your life. That's what he said. It's your life. That's why he said, men shall not live by bread alone, but for every word that proceedeth forth from the mouth of God. You can't live just on bread alone. You must have the Word of God. That's the bread came down from heaven, and live on the Word every day, folks. I'm going to say, we need to get back to feasting on the Word of God. Did you know I'm number one to do it? I'm not going to ask you to, you can agree with me or you can say, well, you're doing better, but I'll ask myself this question. Am I as faithful to feed on His Word as I am to eat? Once in a while, most of the time I eat something, three meals a day, don't you? Now, I won't tell you, the Lord's going to let me show you something right here if you'll just listen. I never, as long as I remember, until this happened to me almost 2 years ago now, not had appetite. I always had a good appetite. But when I got down sick, I didn't have no appetite. They kept telling me, you got to eat. I didn't want anything. You know what? I wasn't hungry. I didn't want nothing. I had to make myself eat. It wasn't good. It wasn't because the food was bad. It just wasn't good to me. I had to make myself eat what I eat. But they kept telling me, you got to eat, build your strength back up. And when you get so weak, somebody else got to feed you. You pretty well realize that something's got to happen. But you know what the Lord showed me all through that? He showed me this. Why we don't eat on the Word of God? Don't have no appetite. Don't taste good. Oh, it's whipping me. It's scourging me. It's restricting me. It's correcting me. It's disciplined me. But I'm going to tell you something. Blessed are they, one of the Beatitudes in the fifth chapter of Matthew, blessed are they that hunger and thirst after righteousness. You got to have a hunger and you got to have a thirst for the Word of God. So what's God saying to me and saying to all of us this morning? If we don't have a hunger for His Word, Lord, I pray, fix my appetite and stir me up, Brother Danny, to want to get back in the Word of God. Did you know I'm still finding? I'm not saying it's boastful. I've been through, I've got more, used more Bibles than that, but I've been through about eight of them. This is about the eighth, and I've been through pretty well. I'm still finding new things. Amen. I found something this morning. It's somewhere else. And I read that, but I don't remember seeing that. If I could find it, I'd show it to you, but I don't know where it is right now. But you know what? A verse of Scripture. A verse. Where's the Word? So the Word of God must have a place in your heart. It must have a place in your home. There you go. Not on the table somewhere, sitting all the time. It's got to be picked up. It's got to be read. It's got to be hid. It's got to be open. I used to have to work on a milk truck on Saturday. That Saturday I started preaching for a long time. I'd take me a Bible with me. I'd lay it over on the seat side of me. I'm serious. I'd leave it open. I'd look over and get a verse. That's how I learned them. That's how I memorized a few verses. But you know what? You say, well, how could you do that? Boy, it just gave me strength all day. If I was preaching the next morning, somewhere during that day, I've got a mini message going down the road. I used to cut grass on Saturday. Don't do that anymore. Try to do it early in the week, but I might get back to it. I even tell them at times I've got a message right out there cutting grass. Yeah. See, God will speak to you wherever you are. He speak to you at the job. He speak to you at the home. He speak to you wherever you are and give you what He wants you. And so if you give Him a place in your heart for the Word of God, He'll bring everything with it. That Word will, that you need. It'll supply your need. It'll satisfy your soul. It'll strengthen you within. Hallelujah. Hey. It will. That's the Word of God for you. That's it. So Jesus said, you ain't got it in you. That's what He was saying. Hallelujah. So you know what? The Word of God will not only set us free from the punishment, power, and the presence, the penalty and presence of sin, but it set us free from the power of it. You know what else it has set us free from? From the fear of death. That's what it said in the book of Hebrews. All thy lifetime, subject to the fear of death. But He said, Jesus tasted the death for you. Hallelujah. And you know, the Word of God has got a place in your heart. You can lay hold. You can trust in the Word of God. And all the promises of God are for you. Hallelujah. The Word of God. I feel sorry if people don't know what a promise is. You know what? You know why it's so important the Word of God have a place in your heart? You may be out there and don't have a Bible nowhere around. But if that Word's in there, I want to tell you what that Spirit that you've born to, Holy Spirit, what He's going to do. Bring it up to you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Devil comes to tempt you and test you. Just say, you'll have a verse that come up. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm more than conquerors through him that loved me. Hallelujah. He comes to try to discourage you, try to dishearten you. I'm going to tell you something. When the Spirit of God will bring up that word, if it's got a place in there, hallelujah, he'll bring it up. That's why he comforts you. When you're sorrowing over lost loved ones, he'll come. I know. And some of you do too. He'll come to you. Now, don't you sorrow as others don't have no hope. That's the word of God. But Jesus died and rose again. Also, them that sleep in Jesus, God will, as the preacher of the Sunday, bring with him. That's the word of God. So God's word, hidden in our heart, it'll help you daily. What a wonderful thing he is. Does the word of God have a place in your heart? Hallelujah. Well, what's that word of God? It's going to have to have an inside. It's got to have an inside place in it. Sure will. We got to obey it. We got to trust it. We sure do. We got to let it rule over us and reign in our hearts. Hallelujah. You see, the spirit is easily quenched, easily grieved. And he said, for not to quench the spirit nor grieve the spirit. And you know what's wonderful? Spirit of God moved, breathed on holy men of God that God inspired to write this book. That same spirit can take it and make it alive to us and reveal it to us. And so I don't want to quench him. I don't want to grieve him. You know why? I need his help. Amen. So let the word of God have a place in your heart. Let it have a place in your home. Would you? Yes, please. You know, I'm going to tell you why same old timers. My dad was one of them. A long time we didn't have one. You know what's taking the place a lot now? It's the truth. The TV is taking the place of family altars. And not on the TV now with all this. I don't even know how to do all this other stuff. But I mean, they call it books and faces and stuff like that. But Facebook. Facebook. But all I can say is taking up the time.
Yes, sir.
Cell phones. Yeah, old phones. Yeah, cell phones. Yeah. But you know what? It's took the place of the Word of God. I'm glad we was raised up. We didn't have none of these. We didn't have no TV. We got outside and played kick can at night. I'm serious. It was a different time. Different age. And folks, we're facing something now like we've never faced before. It's true. And listen, let's don't let it rob us. Let's don't let it rob us from the Word of God. Oh, I know there are some good things coming on the TV. I'm not saying they're not good. I like to hear the preaching. But you got to be careful. It'll take you time, nothing else. It'll take you time. Let's get back to the Word of God. And folks, I want to encourage you. We're going to have a revival. We can, thank God. By the grace of God. Let's get back in the Word. Hallelujah. See what He's got to say to us. That word will help you. That word will strengthen you. Yes, it will. Make you an overcomer by the grace of God. So you look at all those ifs. I won't go back through them, but you look at all those ifs in that chapter. But remember that first one over in the early part of the chapter. If ye believe not that I'm he, ye shall die in your sins. You don't want to die in your sins, but you don't have to. There's help. There's hope. Jesus died for them. That's why you don't have to die in them. He died for them. He took them. You know, when I didn't used to understand this a long time ago, but what they did, what happened, God took my sins, laid him on his son on the cross. He bore them for me. Then he took his righteousness and wrote one time, that's it, and took his righteousness and wrote me in it. Someone starts trying to accuse you and everything, you just tell them, hey, you have to talk to my you have to talk to my mediator. That's the Lord. He's my Savior. He took my sins. He gave me his righteousness. You said you're righteous in him. That's all. Don't have none of my own. It's all his. It's his righteousness. I'm trusting him. So we need to trust the word of God, stand on the promises of the word of God, obey the word of God, let it rule and reign over us, and continue in the word, and confess the word, hallelujah, to the Lamb, believe what it says, and walk in it. The word of God. What are you saying with me?